Hey everyone, it's Judy from Stirring Words, where Kim and I chat every week about God's wisdom on wellness. And I have some big news. Starting after Labor Day, I'm going to be offering Bible-fueled, prayer-based fitness tips and challenges to nudge you, lovingly, to eat more healthfully and move more regularly. You'll be able to find them at holyhealthclub.com, takebackyourtemple.com, and at holyhealthclub1 on Twitter. Also, on June 7th, Kim and I candidly shared our need for financial support to sustain Stirring Words. If you haven't yet, please listen to that session and pray about partnering with us. In the meantime, listen in now on our weekly phone conversation. Miss Kimberly.
Hey, Judy. What's going on in your world today, sis?
Well, I am just continued to be enthused and moved by this series that we're in that we started last week. I just am in awe at God's creation relative to our bodies. I marvel at it. And last week we started a series and started that conversation about how wondrous it is, our amazing bodies. And I just want to say again that the goal that has been put on my heart relative to this entire series is that our listeners begin to wonder, really have a spirit of wonder at God's goodness, His greatness, be in awe of His goodness to us, and are moved by that in gladness and gratitude. That's really my goal for this series, is as we look at the miracle of the human body, we are moved in awe. So once again, I have several verses that I'm going to be presenting over the next several minutes. So I don't have a focus for you to read right now, but if you could pray us in.
All right, I'll be happy to. Gracious Heavenly Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, You are God. You are the creator of the entire universe. You're the creator of everything that we see in nature. And most importantly, You created our bodies fearfully and wonderfully. And one interpretation of the word fearfully was awesomely that I read one time in a commentary. And we thank You, Lord, for this awesome body that You have given to us to manage. Help us to just stop and take a moment just to continue to wonder at Your glorious creation and to take care of our bodies out of that feeling of awe and wonder. We thank You, Lord God, for everything that You have given to us. And we pray for our listeners that they will also take these words to heart and that they will put them into action through moving those shoes and moving those feet for walking. We thank You, Lord. We honor You and we glorify You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, sister. And you got to know, I love that. Move those shoes. That's going to circle back. That is going to circle back somewhere. I just promise you that.
Move those shoes. These boots were made for walking. That's what I thought about while I was praying. But anyway.
Amen. So as we get started, again, continuing in our contemplation of our bodies, I want to think about, and specifically moving those bodies. I was sort of moved myself when I contemplated that so many studies reveal that our relationships and our social connections impact our behaviors and then ultimately our physical condition. Like, for example, and I know you know this, Kim, so I'm anxious to get your feedback on this. But so I ask our listeners, how do you spend time with your friends? Are you playing cards? Are you having coffee? Do you eat meals out? Like, I have a dear friend who that's what they do. She and her gals, they go out to eat. Or are you engaged with active bonding? You go for a walk with your friends. You go hiking with your friends. You play pickleball with your friends. And the truth is, Kim, regular habits impact long-term outcomes. You know, we think in terms of grandiose, but the truth is small steps make a big difference. Small, consistent steps. And it's not unlike financial planning and financial investing. It's not 1 month or even 1 year that impacts your retirement funds, but your consistency in investing week by week, year over year. And I actually have a video at holyhealthclub.com that I encourage our listeners to watch, and it's called Invest in Yourself. When we think about this idea of how our habits, and specifically moving and specifically walking, impacts our relationships, I can't help but think about Jesus, right? So he obviously lived in Israel in the pre-Model T era. So they're walking, and they're walking everything, everywhere, and they're walking daily. He's walking daily with his disciples, and they're going long distances oftentimes. And the truth is, and I love this about walking and hiking, is walking together, it is such a terrific opportunity to talk. You know, you talk about, oh, let's together, let's, it never happens, right? Oh, I'll call you. No, it doesn't. But if you say, let's walk every Tuesday, it is such a bonding, relationship building activity. And both of you are walking. So both of your bodies love it. So I have to tell you, I heard this story that absolutely impacted me, and I heard it years ago, and I have no idea if it's true. So, you know, disclaimer on that. I have no idea if it's true. But the story is that there was a small town in an undeveloped nation, and there was some hubbub about somebody coming in and helping them getting a fresh water system. But the women rebelled. And you would go, why would the women rebel? Because they're having to walk long distances every day, maybe twice a day, I don't know, to go get the water for the family's needs. Because that daily walk to their water source was their social time. And again, I don't know if that's true, but I think it's, if it's not, it could certainly could be. Because the point is so valid. Walking together builds relationship. And again, like investing, it's not one walk. It's not the annual walk. It's walking weekly. I mean, even if it's not daily, for I get that. But to walk weekly would absolutely blow up a friendship in a positive way, right? Especially if you're being intentional about the conversation, which we're going to talk a little bit about. So let's just call it. Christians are called to relationship. And my pastor speaks often of the one another's, and they're in the Bible. And I'm not going to mention them all. There's a zillion. But I think maybe, Kim, that could be an interesting Stirring Words series about the one another's. So just a little sidebar on that. But I'm going to throw out a couple. So one is love one another. John 13, John 15. So if someone struggles with getting active, wouldn't walking with them be loving? Just a thought. Another, one another, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. That's Romans 12:10. So committing to a weekly routine, that is being devoted to someone in brotherly love. And what I love about that is that devotion goes both ways. Okay, we're going to meet 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoons at the park. It is a two-sided devotion to one another. Carry each other's burdens, says Galatians 6:2. And I've said a zillion times, the church helps to carry the burdens of unwed mothers, of at-risk kids, of alcoholics. But I just think the church is not stepping up in offering support to those who struggle with moving regularly. And so why would we, the Stirring Words family, not be that seed? That seed of action, active worship. And then the last one I'm going to mention is encourage one another, says 1 Thessalonians 4, and it's also in Hebrews. And again, all that I have said is encouraging someone else to take care of their bodies, to get out, to move, which we by nature don't get excited about. So one of my favorites relative to church supporting physical self-care is, let us consider how to stir one another up to love and good works. I mean, Kim, I think, I don't even know that I know this, but I feel like that had something to do with stirring words, right? From Hebrews 10:24. So the question to our listeners is caring for your body a good work? Stir one another up to love and good work. Isn't stirring your brother to take care of your body, to eat more healthfully? It just makes sense to me. So, Kim, I just welcome your comments on how you see supporting others to be active is loving and encouraging and stirring.
I think that is a wonderful idea, Judy. And you actually just made me think about how Mike and I, we walk together, not as often as we used to, but that is one original just an activity that we thought of. We were just thinking again about our own health, but I never really thought about it in terms of relationship building. And we have a lot of fun on our walks, just looking around the neighborhood and seeing things have changed, things, how things have changed and grown. And then one other activity I thought about too is how our church, we have prayer walks, not often, but we do have prayer walks where we walk around the community where our church is and just have prayers around the area, just to pray for the community in general. If we happen to pass someone, we ask if they need prayer about anything, and the person sometimes join us. It's just a wonderful way of relationship building and doing good, not only for your body, but each other as well. So thank you for bringing up this idea. You've triggered quite a few memories here.
Well, good. Tell Mike I'm the one that's going to make him get out and walk again. to your point, in terms of the relationship building and, you know, looking around together and all that, and that you and Mike used to, and you're not doing it as often. So what I would like to suggest is, A, you can just walk together, and that's a fabulous thing. But if walking together builds relationship, and if you feel God calling you to love, encourage, stir up that other person, how can that resolve be strengthened? Not only to do it, but how can it be strengthened as you do it? And that might not make sense, so let me throw out three ideas. One is, as you commit to walk together, you commit to praying together, so that both you and your partner are praying for one another. You're knowing that there are going to be times of temptation that one or both of you are going to want to bail out. So you're going to pray for one another to sustain this commitment, that the commitment would bring glory to God. And you're going to pray for one another relative to whatever's going on in your life. So, you know, we talk about praying for one another, and I think many of us do, and I don't mean to sound judgmental at all, but when you are in relationship with someone and walking with them week after week after week, you begin to learn more and more. You get to a deeper insight into their lives and their challenges and their joys and their dreams and all the things, which are opportunities to pray. So that's number one. Number two is to commit to uplift. And so sharing life's activities and concerns is part of supporting and bonding. And, you know, we women, we like to share, right? But do we make time to edify one another with the word, specifically relative to self-care? So as you are walking together, this goes hand in hand with praying together, ask each other, not challenge, but encourage one another in your walk with the Lord. What's God saying to you? What are you reading? What in the word is knocking you over? So it's not just praying together for, you know, the life things, but commit to uplift one another in their relationship with the Lord. How can I pray for you about your relationship with the Lord? What is he saying to you? Where is he saying, look, you know, we need to look at this? And then third, applaud in your in-between activity. So maybe you're only walking once a week, but when you are building relationship and when you have that inside information and those inside issues and joys and concerns and hopes and dreams of that other person, then stir that up and massage that during the week in between. So that is relationship building. That is relationship. Engaging, praying for, being available to talk about whatever's going on in life. So Kim, thoughts. What recommendations would you have for maximizing your relationship building with your walking buddy?
I thought about how we have such an epidemic of depression, Judy. And one of the things that I heard about is that people who tend to suffer from depression tend to have habits of fault finding, where they focus on the worst within themselves, the worst with other people, the worst with their situation. And I think one way that you could maximize your relationship with your walking buddy is to have an activity of just asking one another what you're grateful for, because that's one way that you can uplift your spirit and come out of depression and magnify the Lord, because there's always two different tracks that's running at the same time in life. We always have those things that we wish were better, things that we're struggling with, but at the same time, there's always things that are good that are going on as well. So we always have that opportunity to choose what we're going to focus on, which track we're going to walk. And so I think that one way you can build your relationship is just simply asking one another, what are you grateful for this week? What good thing happened to you today? So even as you're enjoying God's natural wonders, you can also take a moment to reflect on what is good in your life, which can combat any depression that the enemy's trying to bring up on you, or stress or anxiety, those type of things. So gratitude is a big part, I believe, that can help build a relationship.
Amen! Exclamation point. Absolutely, positively. And what I would add to these conversations, these buddy conversations, is obviously the word. And maybe you're even memorizing some scripture together as you're walking. And so there is nothing that is going to pummel depression than A, getting out there and walking and getting the oxygen moving and getting your brain with some new air, but also inhaling God's word. And so, yeah, and you add gratitude to all that, and I just see zero downside. So I'm laughing, Kim, because I just have to sort of warn our listeners that now and over the next several weeks, I might become a little overly zealous because I feel so passionately about the marvel of the miracle of our bodies that some people are going to think I'm a little bit nutty, right? And let me put a stake in the ground. I don't worship the body. I don't want anybody else to worship the body. We are a creation. Our body is not the creator. We are to worship the creator. However, I marvel at the intricacies of the human body. And so every week, we're going to look at a little piece of the puzzle that allows us to walk. Because candidly, Kim, the ability to walk is a miracle in and of itself. So we're going to start today with gait, G-A-I-T, not gate, open the gate. Your gait is the action of walking. It's locomotion. It's moving. Okay. So your gait is moving, right? And it is a complex whole body movement that requires unbelievable coordination of joints and bones and muscles. So I want to walk through what is happening as you walk. And let me just scream, this is dramatically oversimplified, but I didn't want to get into the hard words and all that. But it will, I think, get our listeners thinking about it really is a miracle that we can stand erect and walk. So let's just think through this. So you swing your leg forward. How? Because your hip joint rotates. Why? Because that's facilitated by both your hip flexor and hamstring, back of the leg muscles. So because you have the bones, because you have the joint, because you have those muscles, you can swing your leg forward. So it starts there. So just think about that. Just taking a step forward engages your hips, your legs, your glutes, which is your bum. I mean, already you've got lots of things going on. And these muscles also act as shock absorbers, stabilizing your pelvis, controlling that forward momentum. So you can move your legs forward and not be thrown forward, not fall forward, not fall when you go forward. So let's think, you know, what if your movement was erratic and you were thrown forward unexpectedly, or you're just unstable and you put a foot down and you don't know if it's going to hold your weight. So just the ability to move two legs forward, back, it's amazing to me. And so then we keep going. Your foot makes contact with the ground. Your knee gets into the game. Your knee is stabilizing and shock absorbing. So your knee flexor and extensor muscles, don't want to go into, you know, big words, but they allow your leg to swing with that controlled acceleration and deceleration. You go up, you go down. And so let me ask, if any of you have ever had knee surgery, and you know how important this unnoticed area, mid-leg, is for your comfort and mobility. So do you really want to put undue pressure on it year after year by forcing it to carry excess weight? I just have to ask, as we look at the miracle, we look at all these intricate parts, don't we want to care for each and every part? And so that's that. Now, next, let's go to when your foot hits the ground, your ankle then engages, allowing your foot to roll, creating propulsion. I mean, can you imagine if you didn't have an ankle? So you didn't have the flexibility and you were flat-footed, you had this 90-degree angle between your leg and your foot, and it didn't have any flexibility. I'm thinking that's not going to work very well, right? So my question, do you regularly strengthen and stretch your ankles? I mean, do you even think about your ankles? Okay, I know I'm getting a little crazy, but I find it amazing. And again, without the flexibility of your ankle, you're going to have a bad day. That's not going to be a very nice walk. So little statistic here. Do you know, listeners, that each of your feet, just your little foot, just your little toe-toe foot, has 28 bones, 30 joints, and more than 100 muscles, ligaments, and tendons? Your foot. And I just think that's amazing, right? And they all work together to carry out two main functions: bearing your weight, as we discussed, and propulsion, or moving you forward. So all those bones, joints, muscles allow you to walk, carrying your weight, and move you forward. And so I just have to say, can you imagine if we had to coordinate all this by ourselves? No, not going to happen. So I just feel like it's a miracle in and of itself that our foot has 28 bones, 30 joints, and more than 100 muscles, ligaments, and tendons. I mean, I can't get my head around that, just that. And that's just our foot, right? So how could anyone not be in awe and overwhelmed with gratitude for this body? So I can go on forever, but for the sake of time, I just want to close this diatribe with your core. So your core is your abs, your hips, and your bum. Let me tell you, you ain't walking if you didn't have a strong core. It's a critical piece of maintaining this miraculous musculature that allows you to move forward, that impacts your gait. So one of my favorite things in life in the fitness world is the fitness ball. And I'm going to tell each and every one of our listeners, you have got to have a fitness ball in your living room. That's like homework. If you don't have a fitness ball in your living room, we're going to cut you off of stirring words because it is critical. And core training, which again is your abs, your hips, and your bum, there's so many exercises you can do with a fitness ball in your living room to build stability. It strengthens your posture. And again, it strengthens you for this moving forward. So as we think of all that's going on as you walk, again, I'm leaving out a whole bunch because just because of time, it's a miracle. So just to summarize, just to recap, as you patter down the trail, your hips are helping, your abs are helping, your bum is helping, your quads, which is the top of your leg, your hamstrings, which is the back of your leg, your knees, your ankles, your foot, your chest and arms. I didn't even say that. Can you? Okay, try to walk. I dare you. Try to walk with your hands plastered to your side. It's weird. Just say. So, Kim, I bring you in. I could keep on, but I won't. Talk to me about this miraculous musculoskeletal coordination required to walk. Does it blow your brain out of your head?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, sister. And, you know, even as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, how could someone believe that there is no God? When you talk about how miraculous our bodies have been put together, when we know that it takes a person to put a cake together, you know, you have a recipe, you have a design and how you want to put the cake together and all of those things. But some people think that this body just came together randomly. I mean, I don't think so. And even when you're talking about the knee, I remember many years ago, I was in the train station here and it was raining and I slipped and I fell down the stairs at the train station and I twisted my knee and my ankle. So I had to get knee surgery. And also my ankle was messed up as well. So I had to wear a brace on my knee and walk about with crutches. And I will tell you, you know, the song that says you don't know what you got until it's gone.
Right.
I gained a new appreciation for walking at that time. And I also urge our listeners to come to takebackyourtemple.com. And I'm going to put it on our podcast resource page. But I have a testimonial from one of our members named Carolyn. And she was talking about how she was sick and she could not walk and how God brought restoration to her ability to walk. And that article is called A Walking Miracle, Carolyn's Story. So I'm going to have that on our podcast resource page so our community, our listeners can check it out, because I believe that will give them additional inspiration for the miracle that takes place every time we walk.
Amen, sister. I'd be cranky if I had slipped and had that kind of fall and that kind of ramification. Woo! So I am going to close us out in prayer, but not without an action invitation. And so I first want to ask our listeners, did any of the one another's stir your spirit? Love one another, encourage one another, stir one another up, build one another up. Did you feel, you know, one of those spirit nudges when we mentioned that? And if so, with whom would you like to strengthen your relationship by loving them, encouraging them, by regularly walking with them? Who would you like to uplift? And I'm sure most of you could think of more than one person. And, you know, nobody said there's a limit too, right? So if y'all want to start a ladies walking group, what's wrong with that? I think the only thing about that is you have to be careful that there's enough accountability that you don't lose people and without notice, right? And as you put together a walking group, a walking buddy, talk about, like, even as you discussed, would you like to walk together? I would encourage you to say, be really candid up front. I'd really like it to be for me an opportunity to build myself physically, but also spiritually. And so, you know, maybe if you're inviting a non-Christian, you don't have that conversation right up front. And let me just say, if you want to build relationship with a non-Christian and slowly share Jesus with them, right on, right on. What a great opportunity to share Jesus by saying, look, you want to walk together. So anyway, but if it is a Christian brother or sister, then talk in advance about how you want to bring the spiritual piece into the walking itself. Again, praying together or memorizing scripture, whatever that looks like. And then this week, as you get out and walk with verve and gratitude, I want you to consider every muscle, bone, body part that's working hard to keep you upright and moving. And be grateful. Be grateful that your ankle holds you up, that your foot has so many bones and muscles and ligaments, that your hips move, that your abs keep you stable, your core, your abs, hips, and bum. I mean, it is a miracle. So as you walk, think about that miracle. With every step, feel your weight, feel your movement forward, and give God glory. And please, please, please join our movement at holyhealthclub.com. We've got it posted on takebackyourtemple.com, Facebook, Twitter, all under the umbrella of holyhealthclub.com. A weekly movement challenge, not only spiritually, but physically. So I am going to close us in prayer. Father, Father, who is man that you would notice him? Who are we that you would give us such unbelievably complicated, efficient bodies? I pray that each and every one who hears my voice right now would this week marvel at that miracle and give you glory. For we ask it in name in the power of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen, my sister. Another excellent episode.
Yes, ma'am. How about we do this next week?
I'm in for it.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you big.
I love you too, sister. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Stirring Words. We hope that our podcast is a trusted partner on your wellness journey. If so, please pray about partnering with us in ministry financially and subscribe at takebackyourtemple.com/donation. Keep tuning in on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss a session. And be sure to tell your friends about us. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to Kim at takebackyourtemple.com and Judy at holyhealthclub.com. Until next week, may you be stirred by God's transformative word.